Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Pull up a Bloody Mary, a mimosa, or some prune juice.
Does he have some magic in him? Nix drops back.
And get a serving of Blazers, Ducks, Beavers, and other hot menu items.
Underneath, touchdown, Ducks! Wow!
This is Sports Sunday with Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher.
Oh! Off the upright! And good! He kissed it in!
On the Odyssey app and 1080.
All these things are true. I wouldn't lie. I don't lie to you guys, baby.
The Fan.
That's right. No lies here. No lies on Sports Sunday.
Yeah, new intro. Who this? You know what I'm saying? New producer, new intro. Like we got a whole show, don't we?
That's right. Sorry, I took away that hour two lead on you.
Oh man, it's all good, man. Not even tripping, man. Because honestly, you could have taken it because I think it was kind of your idea about where we're going to talk about. You know, starting the second hour.
But, that hole in one at the Players. I'm telling you, if you're listening right now, go.
That was a pretty cool shot.
Go to your preferred social media of choice and look up whatever you have to find the hole in one today. It's crazy. Three hole in ones. This weekend at this tournament on this hole, it had never been done twice during a weekend,
and they've done it. Golf is getting easier, bro.
Yeah, exactly. It's just so easy for these guys.
For these guys, it is. Yeah, for these guys, like it's nothing. It's tying their shoes for the most part, so they can go out there and shoot easily like a 65-70 on their worst days. Me, it's going to be more like 165.
What?
170?
No.
Oh, it's going to be bad.
No.
It's going to be bad.
And not to take us too far off track, but you know, the thing about professional athletes and like of the elite level is like it really, the game slows down. And you know, I think we've all had like that moment when we're playing sports where we've kind of had that happen to us. Like, I'm no elite athlete, but I've had a moment in my life where the game slowed down a little bit. So when you talk about golf just getting easier for those guys, is it just like in almost literal slow motion in their eyes? I mean, are these guys like Scottie Scheffler and Jordan Spieth, is it just like a 1,000 frames per second, but it's all coming into their heads super slowly and they can just get all of it and be... It is crazy to me to think about how they get all
the psychology of golf, number one. Like, I mean, just it's ultimate chess match for the most part.
Between the head, man. If, you know, it's one of the better round or better nine holes I played was when I was just like, all right,
yeah,
chill.
It's geometry.
Great shot.
It's physics. It's all those things in school that people struggle with. Right. You know, and it's to a T. Like, and so you have to, the the perfection that goes into being a professional golfer, or for that matter, a professional baseball player. Those are two things that, like, man, it takes a certain amount of precision to be able to do this, to be a pitcher and throw the ball just so on a curve to make sure you hit the catcher right in the right spot and not the batter in their face.
Well, the players might be the third coolest thing happening today, Rashad. I'm going to say the second coolest thing happening today is Selection Sunday. No? Nothing? Test the microphone.
Cool.
Anybody
crickets.
There?
Hello? I don't have a cricket sound effect yet. I'll add one.
Well, what is going on? Is college basketball, nobody likes this all of a sudden?
I mean,
Sprague took a dump all over it the other day when I was just trying to be all, you know, jovial. That, like, hey, dude.
It's not that I don't like it. It's that I hate it. It's like, you know, it's one of those things.
Love
like
you, Rashad.
College basketball is,
damn it.
It's just, it's,
this isn't helping.
There's a lack of star power. Like, you have really dynamic freshmen that come and then they leave, but it's hard to be interested in a team where, you know, the star players are going to kind of rotate out every single year. So it's really hard to like be committed. Like, I was a big college basketball fan as a kid. Why? Because you saw a dude stay for 3 years, you know? And now if a guy stays in the NBA, in the college basketball till they're a junior or a sophomore, it's not going to be because they wanted to make sure their body was in better condition. They wanted to make sure that they got an education. It's because, no, you weren't good enough to go to the NBA as an 18-year-old. As a freshman, you weren't good enough. So we will pass on this junior, this sophomore, this senior, the national player of the year that goes to, you know, Creighton or whatever the case is, that's a big man. We'll pass on that person because they're not a freshman. We took the the Blazers drafted Zach Collins.
Oh,
bro, why you got to go there?
They
why,
drafted.
What are you doing?
Zach,
they suck.
Collins.
This is Selection Sunday. This is supposed to be a very positive, optimistic day for schools all across the country.
Just saying, man. It's one of those things, man. So college basketball is kind of hard for me to watch. Like, who's the kid? And we were just talking about this. He just became like North Carolina's all-time leading scorer, or he's about to. One of those two, exactly. None of us even know.
You can't remember his name. Yeah.
Plays for North Carolina, the school that Michael Jeffrey Jordan went to and was amazing. The school that Vince Carter went to and was amazing. We don't even know this dude's name.
Well, you know what doesn't help college basketball's case this year is that the preseason number one isn't making the tournament this year. North Carolina.
Yeah.
Like that, you know, as much as I want to sit here and hype up college basketball and how great today is and how great this week is, because I love tournament time. I think it is just.
Now, that said, there's very few things that are better than the first couple rounds of the tournament. That's fun. To watch a 16 knock off, or maybe watch a 13 knock off a 3 or something like that. Like, that's pretty cool. Like, those games are fun to watch and fun to see. You know, however, it's like, for me, it's like, I don't know any of these kids. And so I'm kind of watching like, yeah, okay.
I don't care so much about the kids. It's just the teams, the environments. Like,
yeah,
you know.
I'm invested in the players in most cases, especially being working so much with high school students, working so much with high school basketball. I'm invested in the players. So I'm in like right now, there's a young man in Aaron Deloney. If you haven't seen Vermont made the tournament. They're going dancing.
Let's go Catamounts.
Aaron Deloney from Portland, Oregon, went to Grant High School. He just became sixth man of the year for that league. And, you know, so yes, I'm invested in him.
What,
you know what I mean?
What a shout out. We went to Vermont basketball.
Hey, man, you know what I'm saying? Because that's
on sports.
So, yes, so guess what? So when Vermont is on, man, I'm watching because I'm invested in that young man and some of the things that he's been able to do. But now I just feel like there's such this disconnect from high school, first year in college, and then those kids are off into the NBA now. I'm like, well, do I still want to root for Xavier? Because I don't know if they're going to – am I still going to root for North Carolina or whatever? It's just weird. So college basketball is in a weird spot, which is probably why I just don't watch it.
Well, you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a very compelling reason why you should care about the March Madness tournament this year, Rashad. And that's because 1080 The Fan will be at Alene Casino Thursday and Friday for Fan Madness Round 1. Come chill with Danny and Dusty. Well, hopefully Danny's there. Question mark.
I think I get to. I think I hopefully I got to check in with Dusty.
Come through.
I think I have to be. I think I get to do a show with Dusty this week.
Pull up. Yeah. Pull up, boom, as the kids say.
Yeah.
March 16th and 17th at the Stadium Sports Bar and Grill in Alene. Confession here live on the radio. Never been to, well, I have been to a casino, never gambled at a casino, never placed a bet at a casino or a sports book. So we'll see.
Excited?
Listen, Friday the 17th, I'm getting paid. It's St. Patrick's Day. It's a Friday. We're going to a casino. The whole team, we're taking a field trip. We're loading up in a bus going up there. Like, it's going to, if I'm not placing a bet on something on Friday, then there's something wrong with me or just extremely responsible.
To your point about college basketball, I was kind of making this on point on Danny and Dusty on Friday. You bring up a great observation. You have a particular interest in a guy that plays for Vermont, right? That's why college basketball is so special to individuals around the country. You know, it makes sense and it connects to a large amount of people,
right,
on a large scale, but not necessarily in mass, right? When it gets to the, you know, the level of interest in the zeitgeist in mass, it's tomorrow. Every year. It's starting Monday. My wife just asked me, so when do people start caring about the NCAA tournament? Like, literally yesterday. And I'm like, you know what? I'm thinking, is it Selection Sunday? No, it's this week when the tournament play-in games start happening and people start filling out their brackets. That's when everybody starts to notice. And I just, to go along with what you said, the fundamentals are also lacking. In a game that is so, prides itself on pushing the fundamentals, put players out there that actually execute them, then that would be nice. And also, don't allow the team that just hit a free throw to call a timeout like a fifth grade basketball game.
Yeah,
please, I beg you.
Yeah, there are certain things about college basketball that just, it's sloppy. I still don't understand why are we still playing 2 20-minute halves?
Thank you.
Why are we doing this? Play four quarters, even if those quarters are 10 minutes long. Like, play four quarters. Like, what are we doing? You know, so there's certain things about college that I just don't understand. However, like you said, people really start caring about it today.
So, Fan Madness, again, because college basketball is cool, and you should come watch Fan Madness and March Madness with us, ALNA, 16th and 17th. And then we're going to be at X Golf, March 23rd and 24th, both locations, both days, different shows, though. If you need more details, go to 1080thefan.com. You'll see the big old picture right there for Fan Madness. Let's go.
And if you don't have a college basketball team, just come chill with us. You got a bunch of cool dudes over here from the Fan. Like,
so,
just come kick it with us.
No Ducks, obviously, in the tournament this year. No Beavers, but my Pitt Panthers, for the first time in 7 years, more than likely going to be going to the tournament. I'm hoping. I'm putting that energy out there because it was not a good ACC tournament showing by any means. Aaron Deloney, by the way, for Vermont. NCAA history, becoming the sixth player in Division I history to win back-to-back.
Two times.
Sixth Man of the Year awards.
Two times.
And the first since 2013-2015.
So
Shout out Northeast Portland.
Proud of that young man. Proud of that young man's family and everything. And super, super excited to see what Vermont can do when they go dancing. So, yeah. So, but I guess we actually have to talk basketball. But let's talk more disappointing basketball. And we're going to talk about our...
Even more disappointing Oregon basketball.
We're
going to
talk about our Portland Trailblazers, who don't look like they'll be going dancing either, more than likely. So we'll talk about that next right here. Sports Sunday on The Fan, the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listening to Sports Sunday with Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
9:20. Wait, 10:20. It says 9 in here. So apparently these clocks haven't been changed yet. So, but yes, 10:20. But it might be 9:20. Some of y'all that don't have, they still have analog clocks and have to do it yourself.
See, this is so great because I'm like trying to think, how does this benefit me later in the day? And then I realize, I'm like, bro, it's going to be like 7:20 tonight, and it's probably still going to be a little light out. If not, maybe like around 7, there might still be some light out in the sky.
The only thing is today, I think it's not going to matter because we're all feeling maybe a little tired.
Like I said, we're going to be tired AF.
There's not a lot of sports on. I mean, the World Baseball Classic, you know, is happening.
That's why I said that the players and the Selection Sunday were the third and second coolest thing, because tonight, the U.S. versus Mexico in World Baseball Classic, 7 p.m. Tickets have been sold out for weeks.
Stop traffic.
Maybe just a week.
Also tonight on A&E, they're showing a new WWE Rivals.
I was going to say, rerun of Intervention.
And I think it's Trish Stratus versus Lita.
Oh, wow.
So that'll be a good one.
So now that becomes the number one biggest event
on
Sunday.
That's trending. Jordan, you should probably know, I'm a huge wrestling nerd.
Okay, good to know.
It's just one of those things. It's still real to me, damn it. And
you gotta help get me into it, man. I'm willing to. I don't think I've ever had anybody like in my friends, like, you know, my sports circle of friends that is like super into fighting like that. So I am open to it. I just need to, like, somebody needs to show me what's awesome about it. Show me what's awesome about it, and I can become a fan.
Well, this guy's got you definitely on the current day and past wrestling. Basically, me, 97 to 04, I'll get you there.
That was a good time.
But that's about... I mean,
the best time you could possibly
golden.
Watch wrestling.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Is that time. I'll say 96 till about, you know, 94. But also, guess what? 04, that was the best time to be a Blazer fan, too.
Not wrong.
Guess what? 96 is right around the time that the tide started shifting for the Trail Blazers. And right around 97, 98 is when you start getting guys like Sheed and Sabonis and everything. 2000 is obviously the apex for Blazer fans, at least not, that's not, you know, 1990 and 92. But
if you're under the age of 36,
yeah,
that's the apex for you.
It's been a long time since we've been at that apex. I think the best the Blazers have been since then is when LaMarcus Aldridge was the best power forward in the league. You remember that time?
Yeah, right around just before Dame came into the league or as
Look,
he was coming
in. Yeah, Dame had been here just maybe a, you know,
so
a couple.
So 2014, 2013.
Yeah, like that
or their
time,
Western Conference 2019.
That, yeah, and that was, you know, Dame being amazing in the first round and really CJ coming through for the next, you know, the next round. Like, that was the way that went. Dame was so tired after that first win. And it's looking like the team that we're looking at now. I'm looking at a guy in Damian Lillard who is just playing out of his mind right now. Third in the league in scoring, averaging a little over 7 assists. Yeah, averaging a few, like a couple reap. Like, Damian Lillard is doing what you want your superstar to do. And it's unfortunate that he doesn't have the level of support to be able to be a playoff team. Currently, the Blazers are in 13th place, which sounds bad because it is bad. But if you think about it, because of the new play-in rule, right? Because now that you just have to, honestly, because you just have to make the 10th spot, you know what I'm saying? Just to be able to get in there. The Blazers are a game and a half out of the 10th spot behind the Utah Jazz. But ahead of them is the Oklahoma City Thunder, who Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is a beast. Josh Giddey is a beast. I really like that young Thunder
team.
Cool,
they can have the 10 seed.
And the New Orleans Pelicans, you know, who are obviously playing without Brandon Ingram and...
Take it. Go ahead.
To me, honestly, the 10th seed does nothing for you. There's no point in an eighth seed at best in the playoffs to get demolished by the Nuggets in the first round and watch Jokic toy with Nurkic for 4 games.
We had one cool game with Steph and LeBron a couple years ago in the play-in game, and then everyone's like, best decision we ever made. And now we're rewarding teams like the Bulls at 31-36, the Jazz who are below 500, and then the Blazers. Have we not seen this team the entire year, and then we're still just like, well, you know? And that is the kind of SE situation about this, is that you suck, but you don't suck enough to miss the play-in game potentially. So there's something to fight for, right? It's
no.
Like, no, dude, come on.
No. Nothing.
Like, no. I don't want a 10 seed, a 9 seed, an 8. Like, at this point, I'm done with the season. I'm good. Like, chalk it up. We have the 6th or 7th worst best record, 6th or 7th worst record in the league at this point.
The worst best is fine. Yeah. That's fine.
We're best at being the worst.
We're one of the best bad teams. Like, I wish there was some type of like NIT tournament for the teams that suck. Let's determine who gets the number one pick that way.
Well, I think
whoever wins gets the number one pick.
See, I love the idea, but also telling a bunch of guys that might not even be on the team next year to for a pick that isn't going to apply to you. And actually, we might even just trade your ass to get even a better pick in the offseason.
But seriously, just think about this. Just think about this. The Blazers would play in a tournament with the Spurs, the Rockets, and the Thunder, and also the Pistons, Hornets, Magic, and Pacers. Like, come on, man.
I get
and
it.
The winner of that gets the number one pick. So I'm taking Damian Lillard against all those other guys. But, like, man, let's go. Come on,
again,
Victor.
Think how pissed you are if you were the Pistons or the Rockets or the Spurs. You're like, God, we're bad. We're really bad. We really need some good young talent to start getting influxed into this team. Like, thank God we're going to get that number 3-2 pick. And then you do a tournament, and then you lose right away, and you're like, man, now you get the 14th pick or the third. Like,
no, it's like, seriously, like, and based on what places, you know, you get, like, that's the draft pick you get. You finish second, you get second. You finish third, you get that.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, so say,
and trust me, those teams, the Wizards know that they're bad already. They know they suck now. You know, if you're the Spurs, you know that you suck today. Like, you already know that you're in the running to get that pick. So let's just have some fun with it.
But again,
like, everybody's already talking bad about us.
Your format, you're saying that, all right, the number one seed goes to like the Spurs because they have the worst record, or the Rockets or whatever. And then you're saying whoever wins that tournament gets the number one overall pick.
That's correct.
So the best team in that tournament would be like the Wizards or the Pelicans, and then they could get the number one, and then the Rockets are sitting there screwed. Like, wait, we just had this terrible season. We're not even getting a top 5 pick out of this, a top 10. What the hell?
Hey, be better.
Basically, being mediocre pays off in
the NBA. This is your championship, because if you get the number one pick, all eyes are on you. Remember that year that we had the number one pick here in Portland? All eyes were on Portland. What are they going
to
do?
Don't like to remember that.
Listen, I'm still the right pick. We just didn't know he was going to get hurt. Who knew? Like, I mean.
No, that was how you built teams at the time.
Yeah.
Stephen A. Smith was sitting there thinking, you better take Greg Oden. That's the sensible thing to do.
That's a great Stephen A. Smith.
Buddy, Thank you.
Mind you, we didn't know that Greg, we watched a dude in Greg Oden shoot left-hand free throws because his right hand was broken during the national championship. And against four dudes that end up going to the NBA and having long careers, Greg Oden dominated them. It wasn't even close to things that he was doing to Florida and Joakim Noah, who ended up becoming an all-star and a great player, you know, in the NBA for a while.
Man. Durant was still getting bodied. He's awesome. I mean, we know now. Yeah. We know what he is now. But
at the time, you have Brandon Roy, right? Who knew? You had LaMarcus Aldridge. Who knew? And then you have Greg Oden. Like, those are three, like, bro, who knew these guys' careers would end the way that they did, for the most part?
People still making YouTube videos, like, about how that could have been one of the greatest big threes of all time, even today.
Remember, they were boasted to be, like, in 5 years, the Blazers are going to win a championship. In 3 to 5 years, they will be there. And then within those 3 to 5 years, it all fell apart. But I'm saying the attention that the Blazers got at that point, man, is great for your franchise. It's great for everybody. It's great for your stars. Great for your coaches. So, yeah, let's do something with the other teams that aren't playing. Make it a quick, you know, 2-day tournament and let's be out.
Blazers play their last game of their road trip today. How many games do they have left? How much
they're
longer?
They're 31 and 36, so the 767, 15, yeah.
15 games left, thank God.
Do the Blazers make the playoffs?
No.
They need to, but at this point.
I'm asking you, do they make the playoffs?
I hope not. Again, I hate this. I hate this so much. It's like, well, they're literally the third worst record in the Western Conference is what the Blazers are at this moment in time. Yeah. And here we are saying, let's make the playoffs.
I said this in my first update. They are the worst mediocre team in the league right now. Yeah. They're, as far as mediocre guys go, they're sitting at the bottom.
You look at those teams like that essentially have the same record, Bulls, Wizards, Pacers, Jazz, Pelicans, Thunder. It's like, yeah, they're all playing better than the Blazers, basically.
Well,
it's doo-doo.
I have a reason that I think.
It's doo-doo, Rashad.
Me and Joe have some ideas as to why the Blazers are playing so bad, and it's not necessarily somebody that's playing. We'll talk about that next on Sports Sunday. But first, Jordan of Sports.
You're listening to Sports Sunday with Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
In here talking about barbecue and getting hungry.
We get one day above 55 here in Portland, like, and we're already
breaking out the grills.
I gotta get the smoker going.
Yeah. Oh man,
well, my barbecue. I just moved last year, and at the last place I lived at, we had a little bit of a rodent problem. And let's just say they must have liked what I was cooking on my barbecue, because they definitely made their presence felt on that thing and had to trash it.
We would have had some grilled rodent.
So we. Yeah. Hey, well, I'm sure they have that in some parts of the country.
No, absolutely, man. So one thing I have to get, and I keep saying it, and I just haven't been able to do it. There's something called like a, and I always think I'm saying it wrong. La Caja. Yeah, right. And it's like or they call it the China box, and you can like make a whole pig.
I've heard of these
inside of that thing. You kind of, you know, get it and put it between like two like metal sheets and just, bro.
I've seen these, yeah.
Hey, man.
Benicasa, man, or La Caja, yeah.
You can hang, like, 15 chickens inside of it. Seriously, like, or like, again, enough to make a whole butterfly
La Caja
pig.
China box, yeah.
It was, I've done a pig in there a couple times with some buddies. And
yeah,
it was,
those don't cost that much at all.
No, they're like, what, $350, $400, something like that?
Yeah.
Man, I need one. I know, like, man, for all the stuff that you can make in there at one time, it's like, yes, man.
Whole
so
pigs.
That's one of those things. This summer, I'm definitely getting one, and you're all invited to come and get some of this delicious pig.
Oh, my God.
I'm dead. No, that sounds great. I've seen a pig actually roasted in the ground, authentic, and it holds.
Oh, yeah.
Taste of that is just.
It's crazy. The only thing
that's what it mimics.
Only thing I don't like about it is you can't eat the skin. Like, okay. Right? So. You do this, and you get the chance to eat the pork skin and everything.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah, yeah. I love that.
Oh, my gosh, man. So speaking of getting cooked, Chauncey Billups and the Portland Trailblazers. So I just had to look this up because I wasn't all the way sure. Chauncey Billups has now been the head coach of the Blazers for 2 years. Now, I should preface all my comments by saying this. I'm a huge Chauncey Billups fan. It's hard to think of any basketball fan who wasn't a fan of Chauncey Billups. Tough. Gritty point guard, could make big shots, could play defense, great leadership. Everything that you want your head coach to be, Chauncey Billups was that in spades as a player, right? so far, that hasn't worked out very well for us as a head coach. First season, 27-55. Now, we can all agree last year was bad. Dame didn't play for the entire season.
Well,
for the
I was
going
to say, last year we like to play the excuse like, oh, it wasn't a real year. As things get progressively worse, I'm like, oh, no. Last year happened. Yep, chance. Yeah, it put it on Chauncey's record.
I'm sure
it
you'll happened. Get into this, Rashad, but last year just felt like Chauncey, the entire year was spent him calling out all of the entire roster. Just
yeah,
sucked.
That's what it was. We got to be tougher, got to play defense, got to rotate.
Well,
we're not playing well enough. Or he just didn't have an answer at all. What happened tonight, Chauncey? Hey, man, like, huh?
Well,
know.
It's easy to
he
make...
He sounds like a guy that just got caught by his girl cheating. He's like, hey, what...
It's easy to make excuses like, when you don't have all your horses, and then when you get them all back, and it's like, well, dude, it looks like you guys kind of still suck. What's the deal? You can't go back to like, well, we need to do everything we did last year. It's like, well, you're kind of doing that with better players now, so what gives, bud?
And so far...
I don't know, man.
You only won three more games, or four more games, and you won all of last season. The season's not over yet, so there's still some time to go. But currently, Chauncey Billups has an overall coaching record of 58-91. 58 wins, 91 losses.
Not good, Bob.
Those are the type of numbers that, at the end of the season, usually get coaches fired, right? If the Blazers have, and it wouldn't shock me, if the Blazers had won two blowout games in a row to where they just on the losing end of those games, would it shock either of you if Cronin came out and was like, man, we parted ways with Chauncey Billups today? I see it happen at the end of the season, but I say if the Blazers go already, the year is things are getting bad, you know, I could definitely see somebody taking over in the interim until the season is over, because at this point, as much as I love Chauncey Billups and as excited as I was about Chauncey coming here, even amid all the, you know, past allegations and that people kind of brought up and everything, like, I was still very excited to have him and his leadership as a basketball player here. But unfortunately, as a guy, he's been a model citizen, right, since being in Portland. Like, but as a coach, unfortunately, he's not the right fit. He's not the right person that the Blazers should have in that position.
Well,
makes you want Terry Stotts.
I don't think they're going to fire him before the end of the year. They'll play out this season because, again, you're in this situation where it's like, well, we still got a shot, guys. And it's like, come on. Like, I like to be real. You ain't got a shot. Like, even if you get there as the 10, 9, whatever, you ain't doing anything. You ain't winning a championship. So give up. Like, which sounds terrible from a, you know, being on a team in a sport. Like, bro, you tell me on my son's third, fourth grade team, like, you guys kind of suck. You probably should give up on the season. Like, I'm not saying, oh yeah, I agree. Like, it sounds terrible to say give up, but this team is not going anywhere. So to me, yeah, I'd be fine if Chauncey the next day in a week, it's like, you know what? We're good with Chauncey. We're just done with the season and we'll figure it out in the off season. I don't think they're going to do that though. And I pray that they look for other options in the offseason, but I don't know if that's necessarily going to happen. I mean, Jordan, you can jump in here, but I just feel like Joe and Chauncey actually have a pretty good personal relationship behind the scenes that, unfortunately, I don't think that they are going to do anything after this year, and they're going to chalk it up as to another, like, oh, well, just some things didn't line up. Nurk went down, Anthony. I feel like we might get a little bit of an Olshay spin after this season.
You know, it sucks, but you're probably right. One thing I think you guys will find out about me, I can't stand one thing about coaches and executives in sports, and that's when they get shiny new toy syndrome, right? And it's a balance. Sometimes you have success with a guy for 10 years and then you just need a new voice and you got to move on. But it's not sometimes the case. And I feel like that if you fix a couple of the other cogs that were necessarily, you know, maybe getting a little rusty, or you turn over some new players, get some actual defensive effort off the bench, you look at the situation, it wasn't really on Terry Stotts. And I don't think that the Blazers had to let him go. I think Neil Olshay got shiny new toy syndrome, thought, oh, I need a new voice, and decided to bring Chauncey Billups in. Look where the Blazers are. I would champion they are worse off right now, almost 2 years into Chauncey's tenure, than they were in any
and
point
it,
of
and
Terry's
it sucks
tenure.
Because while the Blazers are worse off, Damian Lillard is having the greatest season of his career. He's averaging more points than he's ever had in his career. He's averaging the highest field goal percentage he's ever had in his career. He's got the most rebounds he's ever had, and the second most rebounds he's ever had, and he's averaging the third most assists that he's ever had in his career, all in this season. This is a career. There was talks of Damian Lillard being in the MVP conversation, and his team isn't going to make the playoffs. Like, when I was saying trade Dame, it wasn't. I thought it was mutually beneficial for both parties. Damian Lillard isn't going to say Portland trade me. He's not going to say that. You know who else didn't say that? Kevin Garnett. What happened was Flip Saunders and the rest of the Minnesota Timberwolves brass came to KG and said, "Bro, you're not going to win here. We're young. We're not ready. We need to give you the opportunity to go do something, to go win a championship because you're that good." I would think with everything the Dame has given Portland, that's the one thing the Blazers should say to him because he's never going to say, "I'm gone. I have to go." We as an organization have to tell him, "Bro, we're not going to win here." And I feel silly. He's the best player not in the playoffs right now.
You guys, man, this might be a little blasphemous, but I feel like my attachment to this franchise is kind of based on Damian Lillard at this point. And whether or not, you know,
that's fair.
You're speaking for a lot of the fan base right now, bud.
And whether or not they do decide to trade him, because I think at this point I am with you guys. If that happened, I would be happy for Dame. But my fandom for the Portland Trailblazers week to week just seems to be going away. And I don't think it's because I'm getting older. I still bleed my Mariners teal green every single day. I'm watching spring training games, waiting for the regular season to start, foaming at the mouth. I'm worried that the Blazers are just slowly becoming irrelevant to everybody in this city because of what's happening right now.
Yeah, and I know the Mariners is a whole different type of hurt for you, bud.
Well,
so.
And to back up what you're saying, Jordan, is a couple weeks ago, it was the day of the 71-point game. Rashad and I were here, and it was kind of the same thing. I'm like, dude, I don't know what to be watched for with this team. Like, why should I be tuning in? Dame drops 71. And it's like, that's why you should be tuning in right there, right? What do they do next? They blow a 23-point lead to the Warriors and have that absolute second half meltdown. And it's like, see, this is what you give me one great moment with Lillard. And that's, again, the reason why I should be watching your games and this team is to see him do something. But then you give me a turd sandwich the very next game. And they're like, what? Come on, man. Why are you doing this to me? Like, what?
And overall, this is what it means to be a Mariners and Blazers fan.
Yeah.
So,
welcome to
drink
the
drink it in, guys. Drink it in. It always goes down.
But hey, summer's around the corner. I mean, nicer weather.
Yeah, that's cool. Get up to what's it called now? T-Mobile Park?
Yeah, T-Mobile
that's
Park.
Stupid.
I miss stupid. Safeco. I miss the Rose Garden,
Rose Garden, Safeco. Those sound like cool places, man. Like,
change sucks,
come
bro.
Come on, bro.
Change sucks.
I can't stand it, man. So, coming up, we're going to go ahead and tie a bow on this bad
Some
boy,
high school
man.
Hoops, perhaps?
Let's do that, man. There is a state champion in the 6A realm. Bunch of state champions, but we're going to talk about that one because it's pretty important. So, that's how we're going to tie a bow on this thing right here. Sports Sunday on The Fan and the Odyssey app.
Great scenes might be great, but I love your bloopers and perfects.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You're listening to Sports Sunday with Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
In here talking about barbecue and getting hungry.
We get one day above 55 here in Portland, like, yeah. And we're already
breaking out the grills.
I got to get the smoker going.
Yeah. Oh man, well,
my barbecue. I just moved last year, and at the last place I lived at, we had a little bit of a rodent problem. And let's just say they must have liked what I was cooking on my barbecue, because they definitely made their presence felt on that thing, and had to trash it.
We would have had some grilled rodent.
So we. Yeah. Hey, well, I'm sure they have that in some parts of the country.
No, absolutely, man. So one thing I have to get, and I keep saying it, and I just haven't been able to do it. There's something called I always think I'm saying it wrong. La Caja. Yeah, right. And it's like or they call it the China box, and you can like make a whole pig.
I've heard of these
inside of that thing. You kind of, you know, get it and put it between like two like metal sheets and just, bro.
I've seen these, yeah.
Hey, man.
Bene Casa, man, or yeah. La Caja, yeah.
Yeah, you can hang like 15 chickens inside of it. Seriously, like, or like, again, enough to make a whole butterfly
La Caja
pig.
China box, yeah.
It was, I've done a pig in there a couple times with some buddies. And
yeah,
it
those don't cost that much at all.
No, they're like, what, $350, $400, something like that?
Yeah.
Man, I need one. I know, like, man, for all the stuff that you can make in there at one time, it's like, yes, man.
Whole
so
pigs.
That's one of those things. This summer, I'm definitely getting one, and you're all invited to come and get some of this delicious pig.
Oh, my God.
No, that sounds great. I've seen a pig actually roasted in the ground, authentic, and it holds.
Oh, yeah.
Taste of that is just.
It's crazy. The only thing
that's
I
what
don't,
it mimics.
Only thing I don't like about it is you can't eat the skin. Like, okay. Right? So. You do this, and you get the chance to eat the pork skin and everything.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah, yeah. I
oh
love
my
that.
Gosh, man. So speaking of getting cooked, Chauncey Billups and the Portland Trailblazers. So I just had to look this up because I wasn't all the way sure. Chauncey Billups has now been the head coach of the Blazers for 2 years. Now, I should preface all my comments by saying this. I'm a huge Chauncey Billups fan. It's hard to think of any basketball fan who wasn't a fan of Chauncey Billups. Tough. Gritty point guard, could make big shots, could play defense, great leadership. Everything that you want your head coach to be, Chauncey Billups was that in spades as a player, right? So far, that hasn't worked out very well for us as a head coach. First season, 27-55. Now, we can all agree last year was bad. Dame didn't play for the entire season.
Well,
for
I was
going
to say, last year we like to play the excuse like, oh, it wasn't a real year. As things get progressively worse, I'm like, oh, no, last year happened. Yep, chance. Yeah, put it on Chauncey's record.
I'm sure
it
you'll happened. Get into this, Rashad, but last year just felt like Chauncey, the entire year was spent him calling out all of the entire roster. Just
yeah,
like,
that's what it was. Yeah. We got to be tougher, got to play defense,
we're not playing
rotate,
well enough.
We're not playing well enough. Or he just didn't have an answer at all. What happened tonight, Chauncey? Hey, man, like, huh?
Well, it's easy to
he
make...
He sounds like a guy that just got caught by his girl cheating. He's like, hey, what...
It's easy to make excuses when you don't have all your horses, and then when you get them all back, and it's like, well, dude, it looks like you guys kind of still suck. What's the deal? You can't go back to like, well, we need to do everything we did last year. It's like, well, you're kind of doing that with better players now, so what gives, bud?
And so far...
I don't know, man.
You only won three more games, or four more games, and you won... all of last season. The season's not over yet, so there's still some time to go. But currently, Chauncey Billups has an overall coaching record of 58-91. 58 wins, 91 losses.
Not good, Bob.
Those are the type of numbers that at the end of the season usually get coaches fired, right? If the Blazers have, and it wouldn't shock me, if the Blazers had won two blowout games in a row to where they just on the losing end of those games, would it shock either of you if Cronin came out and was like, man, we parted ways with Chauncey Billups today? I see it happen at the end of the season, but I say if the Blazers go already the year, things are getting bad, you know, I would definitely see somebody, could definitely see somebody taking over in the interim until the season is over, because at this point, as much as I love Chauncey Billups and as excited as I was about Chauncey coming here, even amid all the, you know, past allegations and that people kind of brought up and everything, like, I was still very excited to have him and his leadership as a basketball player here. But unfortunately, as a guy, he's been a model citizen, right, since being in Portland. Like, but as a coach, unfortunately, he's not the right fit. He's not the right person that the Blazers should have in that position.
Well,
makes you want Terry Stotts.
I don't think they're going to fire him before the end of the year. They'll play out this season because, again, you're in this situation where it's like, well, we still got a shot, guys. And it's like, come on. Like, I like to be real. You ain't got a shot. Like, even if you get there as the 10, 9, whatever, you ain't doing anything. You ain't winning a championship. So give up. Like, which sounds terrible from a, you know, being on a team in a sport. Like, bro, you tell me on my son's third, fourth grade team, like, hey, you guys kind of suck. You probably should give up on the season. Like, I'm not saying, oh yeah, I agree. Like, it sounds terrible to say give up, but this team is not going anywhere. So to me, yeah, I'd be fine if Chauncey the next day in a week, it's like, you know what? We're good with Chauncey. We're just done with the season and we'll figure it out in the off season. I don't think they're going to do that though. And I pray that they look for other options in the offseason, but I don't know if that's necessarily going to happen. I mean, Jordan, you can jump in here, but I just feel like Joe and Chauncey actually have a pretty good personal relationship behind the scenes that, unfortunately, I don't think that they are going to do anything after this year, and they're going to chalk it up as to another, like, oh, well, just some things didn't line up. Nurk went down, Anthony. I feel like we might get a little bit of an Olshay spin after this season.
You know, it sucks, but you're probably right. One thing I think you guys will find out about me, I can't stand one thing about coaches and executives in sports, and that's when they get shiny new toy syndrome, right? And it's a balance. Sometimes you have success with a guy for 10 years and then you just need a new voice and you got to move on. But that's, it's not sometimes the case. And I feel like that if you fix a couple of the other cogs that were necessarily, you know, maybe getting a little rusty, or you turn over some new players, get some actual defensive effort off the bench, you look at the situation, it wasn't really on Terry Stotts. And I don't think that the Blazers had to let him go. I think Neil Olshay got shiny new toy syndrome, thought, oh, I need a new voice, and decided to bring Chauncey Billups in. Look where the Blazers are. I would champion they are worse off right now, almost 2 years into Chauncey's tenure, than they were in any point of Terry's tenure.
And it sucks because while the Blazers are worse off, Damian Lillard is having the greatest season of his career. He's averaging more points than he's ever had in his career. He's averaging the highest field goal percentage he's ever had in his career. He's got the most rebounds he's ever had, and the second most rebounds he's ever had. And he's averaging the third most assists that he's ever had in his career, all in this season. This is a career. There was talks of Damian Lillard being in the MVP conversation, and his team isn't going to make the playoffs. Like, when I was saying trade Dame, it wasn't, I thought it was mutually beneficial for both parties. Damian Lillard isn't going to say Portland trade me. He's not going to say that. You know who else didn't say that? Kevin Garnett. What happened was Flip Saunders And the rest of the Minnesota Timberwolves brass came to KG and said, bro, you're not going to win here. We're young. We're not ready. We need to give you the opportunity to go do so, to go win a championship, because you're that good. I would think with everything that Dame has given Portland, that's the one thing the Blazers should say to him, because he's never going to say, I'm gone. I have to go. We, as an organization, have to tell him, bro, we're not going to win here. And I feel silly. He's the best player not in the playoffs right now.
You guys, man, this might be a little blasphemous, but I feel like my attachment to this franchise is kind of based on Damian Lillard at this point. And whether or not, you know,
that's fair.
I think you're speaking for a lot of the fan base right now, bud.
And whether or not they do decide to trade him, because I think at this point I am with you guys. If that happened, I would be happy for Dame. But my fandom for the Portland Trailblazers week to week just seems to be going away. And I don't think it's because I'm getting older. I still bleed my Mariners teal green every single day. I'm watching spring training games, waiting for the regular season to start, foaming at the mouth. I'm worried that the Blazers are just slowly becoming irrelevant to everybody in this city because of what's happening right now.
Yeah, and I know the Mariners is a whole different type of hurt for you, bud.
Well,
so.
And to back up what you're saying, Jordan, is a couple weeks ago, it was the day of the 71-point game. Rashad and I were here, and it was kind of the same thing. I'm like, dude, I don't know what to be watched for with this team. Like, why should I be tuning in? Dame dropped 71, and it's like, that's why you should be tuning in right there, right? What do they do next? They blow a 23-point lead to the Warriors and have that absolute second-half meltdown, and it's like, see, this is what... You give me one great moment with Lillard, and that's, again, the reason why I should be watching your games and this team is to see him do something. But then you give me a turd sandwich the very next game, and they're like, what? Come on, man. Why are you doing this to me? Like, what?
And overall, this is what it means to be a Mariners and Blazers fan.
Yeah.
So,
welcome to
drink
the
it in, guys. Drink it in. It always goes down.
But hey, summer's around the corner. I mean, nicer weather.
Yeah, that's cool. Get up to what's it called now? T-Mobile Park?
Yeah, T-Mobile
Park.
Stupid.
I
miss Safeco. I miss the Rose Garden, Safeco.
Those sound like cool places, man. Like,
change sucks.
Come on, bro.
Change sucks.
I can't stand it, man. So, coming up, we're going to go ahead and tie a bow on this bad
Some
boy,
high
man.
School hoops, perhaps?
Let's do that, man. There is a state champion in the 6A realm. Bunch of state champions, but we're going to talk about that one because it's pretty important. So that's how we're going to tie a bow on this thing right here. Sports Sunday on The Fan and the Odyssey app.
Great scenes might be great, but I love your bloopers. And perfect for the urgent. Baby,
Sports Sunday with Rashad and Joe on Portland's Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan.
Thank you for this, man. Amine, a.k.a. Adam Daniel, from right here in Portland, Oregon. Benson High School, you know, little, I always call him a little partner of mine because he's grown up now, though, you know. So
yeah, this isn't just like a local hit, folks. This kind of had a few spins on the radio.
He's kind of a big deal. And so for Portland, it's our very first star.
And shout out Mike's Driving.
Absolutely.
He was in his music video.
Yeah.
A couple points he's at. I don't know which location, but go get yourself a shake.
Yeah, man, absolutely. So well, last night, man.
Pay me, Mike's.
Last night, the high school basketball season came to a really shocking close for a lot of people as the Westland Lions took on the Tualatin Timberwolves.
You got it, bud. Yes. My Tualatin Timberwolves. Well, they
yes,
were my.
They
up until
were.
Eighth grade.
Yes. But Tualatin has played Westland. This was number four times
in a
year.
Row?
Not in a row, but this season. They met once in the Les Schwab Invitational, which Westland won. They've met twice because they are both in the same conference, and Westland won both of those. Mind you, Westland is led by Oregon standout, or soon-to-be Oregon standout, Jackson Shellstad, and also Adrian Mosley, who the dynamic guard from Northeast Portland, from went to Ockley Green and, you know, went to Grant High School, was the PIL Player of the Year, and then went ahead and went to Westland to play with my good friend of the show, Robert Key, who's been a part of Sports Sunday once before. So shout out to Robert Key. But the Timberwolves of Tualatin are now your back-to-back 6A state champions. They knock off number one Westland. I want to say it was 60-46. Was that the score?
I think it was something like that. I'll get it pulled up. Oh, I had it right in front of me. 60-47.
And Wes Lynn goes down to Tualatin, Jaden Stepp, Josiah Lake, and Coach Bubba Lemon.
Dude, it comes full circle from Harlem Globetrotters a few weeks ago.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know,
that is, honestly, that is pretty great. We were literally just talking about this, what, 2 months ago about Bubba Lemon?
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, I recognize that name. I'm like, oh, yeah, he graduated with my sister over at Tualatin, and now he's coaching the team. How about that?
Couldn't be a nicer dude, you know, working at the Les Schwab Invitational. You know, I got a chance to sit next to him and kind of listen to him coach his guys, and he was always super respectful of me and Swag or whomever else was, a Dusty or whomever else was doing commentary at that point. So really, really happy.
Boy, Jaden Stepp first getting those shots up.
Yeah, Jaden Stepp, that was
Kobe-esque stat line, 9 of 23 from the field.
Yeah, so, I mean, hey, Jaden, it was important for him to be aggressive. He's the biggest guy on the court for either team, so he had to go out there and be aggressive. And it looks like that's what they were able to do. So,
well, Josiah Lake, 12 of 16 from the free throw. Go get those free throws, young man.
Josiah Lake is one of the quickest guards in all of Oregon, all of basketball. And so this is a great opportunity for them. But I was just asking Joe, and I'll ask Jordan the same thing. So I feel like the state championship is the kind of coup de grace. That's the cherry on top of an amazing season for West Lynn had they won. But I kind of feel like, just as far as prestige, it means more to win the Les Schwab Invitational than it does to win a state championship. Mind you, for your school, a state championship is amazing. However, in the state of Oregon, there have been four teams that are from Oregon that have won the Les Schwab Invitational since its inception. It's been Beaverton, Jefferson, Jesuit, and now West Lynn. All of those teams, the one thing they had in common is they all had, man, almost kind of game-changing talent, you know, on those teams. That Jefferson team that was obviously amazing, West Lynn with Jackson Shellstad, the Jesuit team that was led by Kevin, not Kevin Love, but who won that Jesuit year? I want to say it was Dunleavy?
Could have been. I don't know what year it was.
Does it say what year Jesuit won?
I don't have a point.
No, okay. Well, either way, like, you're playing against other guys within the state of Oregon for a state championship. There's a good chance that you might not have a lot of even smaller school recruits on those teams. PSU, Western Oregon, Southern Oregon. There's a good chance a lot of those guys won't be recruited to play there. But when you play in the Les Schwab, you're playing against at least four or five teams that have for sure NBA talent on them. Every year I've seen a new guy that's going to, I saw them in the Schwab. Now they're top 15, 20 pick in the NBA. And so when you knock off a Duncanville that has the number one player in the country, or excuse me, a top 10 player in the country, a number one team in the country, and you knock off Sierra Canyon, who came in with the whole video squad for Bronny and Bryce James, which was really crazy.
Were there any Kardashians there?
There were no Kardashians. We were looking. There were no Kardashians.
Well, I should say, were there any Jenners there, Kendall or Kylie?
I don't think they were there either. You know, however, if they came, they'd have made somebody give up their seats real, real fast. We were hoping LeBron showed up, but he didn't. But either way, man, I thought, man, it was a great, great showing by Tualatin to show up against this West Lynn team.
Hell yeah, man.
And knock off the juggernaut that's been West Lynn since December and walk away with the state championship.
Honestly, I'm proud of Tualatin. Back in my days, they were always the team that could get there but not finish the job, and it seems like they've been doing that, especially in basketball the last few years. Shout out to them. That's my old stomping grounds. Keep it up, T-Wolves. Hell yeah.
Answer your question, Rashad. I absolutely think that the Les Schwab Invitational is more important than a state championship. When I was a kid, I always, like, had the dream of, like, all these states. Once you get a winner from each state, go to, like, a massive countrywide, like, 50-team, you know, 48-team bracket competition. Really get some of these players facing off against some of the better talent around the rest of the country.
We see they can run a tournament with 64 teams. Let's see if they can run one with just, you know, 48 or 50. I think that would be really cool. So, Jordan Schultz, man, thank you, man. You're awesome. Welcome to the team, bro.
Let's go.
Absolutely, man. So that was our first full football Sunday, and it'll look like this every Sunday, 9 to 11. We'll be here next week. So, man, for my guy Joe Fish, I'm Rashad Taylor. That's my guy Jordan Schultz.
Let's go.
We're going to see y'all next week. Peace.
Great scenes might be great, but I love your bloopers and perfects for the urgent. Baby,
Sports Sunday with Rashad and Joe on Portland's Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan.
Thank you for this, man. Amine, a.k.a. Adam Daniel, from right here in Portland, Oregon, Benson High School, you know, little I always call him a little partner of mine because he's grown up now, though, you know? So,
yeah, this isn't just like a local hit, folks. This kind of had a few spins on the radio.
He's kind of a big deal. And so for Portland, it's our very first star.
And shout out Mike's Drive-In.
Absolutely.
He was in his music video.
Yeah.
A couple points he's at. I don't know which location, but go get yourself a shake.
Yeah, man, absolutely. So, last night, man.
Pay me, Mike's.
Last night, the high school basketball season came to a really shocking close for a lot of people as the Westland Lions took on the Tualatin Timberwolves.
You got it, bud. Yes. My Tualatin Timberwolves. Well, they were eighth grade.
Yes, but Tualatin has played Westland. This was number four times
in a
year.
Row?
Not in a row, but this season. They met once in the Les Schwab Invitational, which Westland won. They've met twice because they are both in the same conference, and Westland won both of those. Mind you, Westland is led by Oregon standout, or soon-to-be Oregon standout, Jackson Shellstad, and also Adrian Mosley, who's a dynamic guard from Northeast Portland, went to Ockley Green and, you know, went to Grant High School, was the PIL Player of the Year, and then went ahead and went to Westland to play with my good friend of the show, Robert Key, who's been a part of Sports Sunday once before. So shout out to Robert Key. But the Timberwolves of Tualatin are now your back-to-back 6A state champions. They knock off number one Westland. I want to say it was 60-46. Was that the score?
I think it was something like that. I'll get it pulled up. Oh, I had it right in front of me. 60-47.
60-47. And Westland goes down to Tualatin, Jaden Stepp, Josiah Lake, and Coach Bubba Lemon.
Dude, it comes full circle from Harlem Globetrotters a few weeks ago.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know,
that is pretty great. We were literally just talking about this, 2 months ago, about Bubba Lemon?
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, I recognize that name. I'm like, oh, yeah, he graduated with my sister at Tualatin, and now he's coaching the team. How about that?
Couldn't be a nicer dude, you know, working at the Les Schwab Invitational. You know, I got a chance to sit next to him and kind of listen to him coach his guys, and he was always super respectful of me and Swag or whomever else was, Dusty or whomever else was doing commentary at that point. So really, really happy.
Boy, Jaden Stepp those shots up.
Yeah, Jaden Stepp. That was
Kobe-esque stat line, 9 of 23 from the field.
Yeah, so I mean, hey, Jaden, it was important for him to be aggressive. He's the biggest guy on the court for either team, so he had to go out there and be aggressive. And it looks like that's what they were able to do. So
Josiah Lake, 12 of 16 from the free throw. Go get those free throws, young man.
Josiah Lake is one of the quickest guards in all of Oregon, all of basketball, and so this is a great opportunity for them. But I was just asking Joe, and I'll ask Jordan the same thing. So, I feel like the state championship is the kind of coup de grace. That's the cherry on top of an amazing season for Westland had they won. But I kind of feel like just as far as prestige, it means more to win the Les Schwab Invitational than it does to win a state championship. Mind you, for your school, a state championship is amazing. However, in the state of Oregon, there have been four teams that are from Oregon that have won the Les Schwab Invitational since its inception. It's been Beaverton, Jefferson, Jesuit, and now Westland. All of those teams, the one thing they had in common is they all had, man, almost kind of game-changing talent, you know, on those teams. That Jefferson team, that was obviously amazing. Westland with Jackson Shellstad, the Jesuit team that was led by who won that Jesuit year? I want to say it was Dunleavy?
Could have been. I don't know what year it was.
Does it say what year Jesuit won?
I don't have a point.
No, okay. Well, either way, like, you're playing against other guys within the state of Oregon for a state championship. There's a good chance that you might not have a lot of even smaller school recruits on those teams. PSU, Western Oregon, Southern Oregon. There's a good chance a lot of those guys won't be recruited to play there. But when you play in the Les Schwab, you're playing against at least four or five teams that have for sure NBA talent on them. Every year I've seen a new guy that's going, I saw them in the Schwab. Now they're top 15, 20 pick in the NBA. And so when you knock off a Duncanville that has the number one player in the country, a top 10 player in the country, the number one team in the country, you knock off Sierra Canyon, who came in with the whole video squad for Bronny and Bryce James, which was really crazy.
Were there any Kardashians there?
There were no Kardashians. We were looking. There were no Kardashians.
Well, I should say, were there any Jenners there, Kendall or Kylie?
I don't think they were there either. You know, however, if they came, they'd have made somebody give up their seats real, real fast. We were hoping LeBron showed up, but he didn't. But either way, man, I thought, man, it was a great, great showing by Tualatin to show up against this Westland team.
Hell yeah, man.
And knock off the juggernaut that's been Westland since December and walk away with the state championship.
Honestly, I'm proud of Tualatin. Back in my days, they were always the team that could get there but not finish the job, and it seems like they've been doing that, especially in basketball the last few years. Shout out to them. That's my old stomping grounds. Keep it up, T-Wolves. Hell yeah.
Answer your question, Rashad. I absolutely think that the Les Schwab Invitational is more important than a state championship. When I was a kid, I always had the dream of all these states. Once you get a winner from each state, go to a massive countrywide 50-team, 48-team bracket competition. Really get some of these players facing off against some of the better talent around the rest of the country.
We see they can run a tournament with 64 teams. Let's see if they can run one with just 48 or 50. I think that would be really cool. So, Jordan Schultz, man, thank you, man. You're awesome.
You
welcome
guys.
To the team, bro.
Let's go.
Absolutely, man. So, that was our first full football Sunday, and it'll look like this every Sunday, 9 to 11. We'll be here next week. So, man, for my guy, Joe Fish, I'm Rashad Taylor. That's my guy, Jordan Schultz.
Let's go.
We're going to see y'all next week. Peace.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.